This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, February 17. The Keys of the Kingdom. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 16. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Jesus tells his disciples they will be given the keys of the kingdom. Amazing. When you are given the keys to someone's house, it means you have access to all the resources that are locked within, and you are responsible to take care of them. It's interesting that, just before this, Jesus tells his disciples that the gates of hell will not be able to stand against the building up of Christ's church. What does that mean? Jesus wants us to know that his kingdom resources of love, generosity, forgiveness, peace, kindness, and more are available for us to use as he builds his church in this world. As we use these good things on earth, no evil force can withstand their power. Jesus also wants us to know that as we freely use his resources on earth, the powers of good will be loosed in heaven and poured out on earth. But if we restrict their use on earth and do not freely share them, they will also be held back in heaven. May the kingdom of heaven be on earth as it is in heaven. We have been given the keys to the resources of heaven. How thrilling! And what great responsibility! How will you use them today? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the keys of the kingdom. May we be generous stewards of your resources, so that the barriers of evil will literally fall before our ongoing acts of kindness, love, forgiveness, patience, and goodness. By the power of your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.